So let me tell you a Valentine's story, okay? About 14 years ago, I was not in a relationship. Valentine's Day was approaching. This person I was working with, I said, you know, why don't we, you know, go celebrate the fact that we don't have a relationship, so I'll get a table somewhere. Seemed like a good idea at the time, but on the day of Valentine's Day, I kind of had the sniffles. It was late in the day. I went to her office. I said, you know what? I'm feeling kind of sick. Why don't you just go and take the table yourself? You know, happy Valentine's Day. We're not in a relationship. What's the big deal? She had kind of a stricken look on her face, wasn't really happy about it, but I went home that night. 14 years later, we're married. That's my wife, Allison, who I ditched 15 years ago on Valentine's Day. If you can come back from that, anyone can come back. Which is better, having a relationship or not on Valentine's Day? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. So are you getting candy for your loved one on Valentine's Day? Is that your plan? In Washington State, it's a serious political issue. The idea of having a state candy. Megan Seeling, staff writer at The Stranger, joins us to talk about from Seattle, Washington, who joins us to talk about the state of Washington contemplating a decision to make a state candy. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day. Are you getting applets and cotlets for your Valentine's Day presents?
No, absolutely not.
Well, explain this political issue.
Well, it's funny, and I think it was just presented more as like a lighthearted thing, but there is a representative here, Mike Armstrong, who presented the House Bill 1024 to make applets and cotlets the official candy of Washington State, because we don't have one here in Washington.
You don't have an official candy?
We don't, no. We have official everything, makes sense.
So people walk around and feel an enormous deficit in their lives that there has not been a state candy up till this time?
I would assume so, yeah, yeah, definitely. And they tried to make a state candy before in the past with almond roca. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, got some right here.
And it didn't pass. Like, they just didn't go for it. And I think the reasoning there was just maybe it was unnecessary. And so they tried it again with applets and cotlets now, which are made in eastern Washington using, like, trees, fruit trees. They have, you know, hundreds of acres of orchards over there with pears and apples, and they use all of, so it's all locally grown ingredients, but they're still, I don't know, they're piles of sugar, and they're kind of gooey and not all that interesting. So
you've had applets and cotlets.
Yeah, well,
and you don't really like them.
Washington, yeah, and they're a part of my childhood for sure, but I don't know if I'd want them representing the state so much. They're a little undignified.
Is this an applet and cotlet? I'm looking now in the control room. Is this an applet and cotlet that I'm holding in my hand? Right, it's a square, powdered, sugary thing. Feels a little spongy.
It's a lot like Turkish delight.
Okay, I'll eat a crumb one here. Well, to the people of Washington, I say, that's delicious. But to you, Megan, I say, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They're definitely, you know, like, they're a big part of life and culture and growing up here for sure. But yeah, they're a little, you know, they're a little gooey and they're a little weird. And
what do you think? I know you're not an economist, and I don't want to get into an economic discussion, but we could look at this as kind of an economic stimulus package, the government weighing in and trying to insource a product, make sure that it's made in Washington and the people in Washington, you know, buy it whenever they can.
Right.
What do you think the economic value of having a state candy is? I mean, having a state bird doesn't improve the number of birds in the
right.
state.
Right. And I don't know that there is one. That's why I think it was presented just kind of for fun. I don't know that it would have any big boom in the candy industry if we were to declare something the state candy, you know? Like apples and cotlets, it's nationally known and shipped throughout the U.S. and but so are so many other candies that are locally made here. I don't know that it would make much of a difference. So if that was their reasoning, I think it was sort of a fail.
So
there.
I guess then finally the question really is, and I suspect that you've encountered this as a staff writer at The Stranger, that the people are maybe a little bit concerned that in this time of economic woe, it seems like every sentence begins that way, but in this time of economic woe, why is the Washington legislature dealing with this?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely been some backlash. Like, is this what we really need to be focusing on right now? And I think, why not? You know, like, I mean, there's already enough bad news and there's already enough concern and worry. You know, throwing something fun on the table definitely isn't going to mess anything up, I don't think. It's not going to be a negative repercussion.
All right. Well, suddenly we're getting a little personal reveal from you, Megan, because you're pro state candy. All right.
I'm like a release. Candy, right. To be honest.
But you're a little bit anti applets and cotlets. If you were making the decision and you could choose any candy in the universe, what would be the state candy for you?
Oh, any candy in the universe?
Yeah,
That's a tough call. But Franz caramels, which are made here in Washington, I think they're the best chocolate caramel candy I've ever had.
All right.
And Barack Obama agrees with me, so I might have to, yeah.
Well, I hope you get some for Valentine's Day, Megan.
Well, yeah, I hope so, too.
Franz caramels, they're not in the running to be the Washington State candy, but Megan Sealing certainly believes that they should be. She's a staff writer at The Stranger covering the story of Washington State considering making applets and cotlets, a locally produced candy in Washington, the state candy. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I smell sex and candy. Yeah.